advertising. With rent starting from $5,600, visit our website, thelinden@brookfield.com, today to learn why a whole lot of heart is our most popular service.
From Stamford to Norwalk and in your own neighborhood, it's Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600.
And joining me now, I'm excited to have attorney Stephen Frederick here. And attorney Frederick is with Wolsey, Rosen, Quenskin, and wow. Can you say the whole law firm for me, actually, Stephen? I want to make sure I don't botch it on the air.
I can try. I can certainly try. Yes, it's Wofsy, Rosen, Quenskin, and Kuriansky.
See, there you go. That's why I have you guys introduce yourselves. Stephen, welcome to the show. So glad to have you this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm hearing, obviously, President Biden recently signing an executive order which encourages the Federal Trade Commission to ban or even significantly limit the use of non-competition agreements by employers. Now, before we get into the implications of this, can you first talk to us about what a non-compete agreement is?
Absolutely. So a non-compete agreement is an agreement that could be freestanding. You're asked to join it as an employee when you join a company. Or it could be part of an employment agreement that has lots of provisions. And what it basically does is it says that after you leave the company you're at, you can't work either in the industry you're in or for a competitor for a period of time. And the period of time varies. It could be a short period of time or it could be quite a long period of time.
Okay, so what are the implications of the president's order? Like, is it going to impact employers and employees going forward?
So the short answer is no, not initially. So what the executive order does, as you, Melissa, correctly stated, was it encourages the Federal Trade Commission to ban or limit non-compete agreements. So first of all, the word encourages is significant because it doesn't mean that the FTC necessarily has to do anything. They're just going to look into this. They've been asked to look into this before, and they're going to be asked to look into this again. And they're going to come up with possibly either a ban or a limitation on non-competition agreements, and we don't know what the limitations would be. So I think we don't know exactly what the FTC is going to do, but directly what the executive order does is essentially nothing, at least not in the short term. One of the things, however, that the executive order might do is it might encourage states to pass laws that might ban or limit non-competition agreements, because it's starting a dialogue again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, for sure. And attorney Stephen Frederick is here. We're talking about non-competes. And can you explain maybe what this means for working people? You know, does the Biden order actually give workers more power? That is, like, does it strengthen their threat to leave a company if they're not being treated properly?
Well, again, from a policy perspective, probably, because it, you know, it may get companies thinking about, all right, you know, what's going to happen down the pike? Should we limit or eliminate altogether non-compete agreements? The executive order, though, just to be clear, has no legal effect at this point, mm-hmm. and it's unclear whether it ever will result in any legislation or will ever result in even the Federal Trade Commission doing anything. But as I said, if the states get involved and say, you know what, we're going to look into this again, then they actually may pass some laws that say, you know what, in this industry you can't have non-compete agreements, in this industry you can. For this level of employee, you can't have non-competition agreements, but for a higher level, potentially you can. So the short answer again is no, the executive order right now is not going to have much of effect, but it may lead to things in the future.
Now, Stephen, there are some businesses that claim non-competes really are vital if it comes to protecting trade secrets, which that's understandable. Aren't these agreements really just a way to keep an employee from taking customers to a competitor?
Well, so that actually is a great question. So the purpose of non-competes is typically to protect against disclosure of, you know, trade secrets or confidential information. Because if you think about it, how do you actually prove that somebody who left your company and is in another company disclosed anything, right? How do you prove it? It is very difficult to prove. But if you have an absolute restriction on the ability of that employee to go work for a competitor for a period of time, then you know no confidential information is being disclosed because it's an absolute bar. The person can't work at another company, so you know they can't hurt you. Mm-hmm. Where if they're working at another company, you know, they can have a casual conversation with somebody in the next cubicle or the next office and reveal things, and it's almost impossible to prove a breach of a confidentiality agreement. I mean, there are some instances when you can prove it, but in most instances, you really can't, and it's much easier to just go to court and say, look, this person is, you know, working for a company that they're not allowed to work at based on this non-compete agreement. Court, you've got to get involved and stop them from doing that. So it's much easier to enforce.
I mean, yeah, it's such an interesting conversation. Of course, again, we're talking to attorney Stephen Frederick, and we're talking about non-competes. What I think is interesting in my line of business, Stephen, non-competes are very common. Now, I will say Connoisseur Media does not have a non-compete, but in other television stations that I've worked for, we had to sign a non-compete, of course, because if you had segments on that television station, if you had contacts because of that television station, you could not bring that to the same market, but for a different station. So it was pretty understandable in our contracts, which is why you'll often see reporters switch states because it's not, you know, you're not directly competing. But, you know, like that idea of if you're bringing that intel to another company, I think it's interesting. It's really hard to prove. Like, don't you have the situations where all of a sudden you've got clients, for example, jumping ship from your company to go to another because they liked their rep, for example?
No, that is really when it's the easiest to enforce non-competes, because remember, you have a document, right? It's a piece of paper, it's a contract, but you still have to get a court to enforce it, right? So one of the ways you get courts to enforce these things is to say, look, I paid for this employee to develop these great relationships. I gave him a travel budget. I gave them the ability to take people out for dinner and buy them, you know, whatever, and meet them and travel all over the country. And so, you know, they've been here 2 years. It's unfair for them simply to go to another company, meaning my competitor, and use those relationships that I paid for against me. Mm-hmm. That's considered unfair competition. And so the argument goes, that's why these non-competes are necessary, in addition to general goodwill and confidential information and things like that. And by the way, it should be pointed out, there are plenty of laws that protect against disclosure of trade secrets. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, you absolutely can go after somebody. But honestly, once those trade secrets are disclosed, it may be too late. And if you can keep somebody from working for your competitor so that you know the trade secrets will never be disclosed, it's not too late.
Interesting. Really interesting stuff. Well, attorney Stephen Frederick with Wosey, Rosen, Queskin, and Kuransky. How does somebody contact you if they want more information about this?
Sure. So they can contact me via email, which is S for Steve, S Frederick, Frederick, at WRKK.com, or 203-327-2300.
Stephen, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. We'll talk again really soon.
Thank you. Take care, Melissa.
Thanks, you too. It is 9:16. Let's go to traffic and weather on the sixes, and we'll be right back.
WICC 600 right now traffic.
Hey, 95 not bad at all. We have a little extra volume pushing in through Stamford over the bridge here in Greenwich exit 5 and 4 northbound 95 New York. At 287 is where the roadwork is with a delay. Over on the parkway, nice ride. Very little action reported. Everybody at speed limit. Route 25 northbound Trumbull setting up for roadwork. 91 northbound final stages clearing a crash exit 11 and 12. Kelly Quinn, that's your right now traffic update.
And a look at your forecast. Here's Aaron Zalkman with the latest. And Aaron, it's looking like kind of a dry, but I am seeing a little bit of a wet day ahead of us. Am I looking at this correctly?
That is correct. It's mostly dry.